Investigators, Ants in Our Pants, by John Patrick Green. Read by Christopher Hastings, Max Myers, Torian Brackett, Aaron Yamawaki, Helen Laser, and Lepika Shaw. Chapter 1. We join our heroes on a remote island in the middle of the ocean. Under the hot tropical sun, the investigators Mango and Brash pass through big, thick vegetables. Vegetation.
What do you think, Brash? Could this be the spot?
There isn't a single other person here, Mango. We may have found it.
Have these secret agent alligators found a supervillain's lair hidden in a dormant volcano? Or discovered a weapon of devastating power? What would bring Mango and Brash to this tropical paradise?
Then let's break out the gear and get started!
Stepping out of the jungle onto the sandy beach, Brash cracks open his suitcase, which usually holds their crafty day-saving gadgets, but right now it appears to be full of frosty beverages and sunblock. What's going on here?
The beach chairs have been deployed.
Investigators are on vacation.
Care for a cool beverage?
So long as it isn't Gatorade.
I would never.
This is the life, isn't it, Brash?
You said it, Mango. I've been dying for some time off.
Ever the health-conscious gator, Brash rubs sunblock onto his pale green skin. There is a moment of silence between him and the dark green Mango as they both look out to the sea.
Still, I kind of wish we were here on an investigation.
That would make our vacation.
Mango smiles as he pauses to don a pair of totally sick sunglasses.
An investigation. This might be hard to swallow, Brash, but you've got to learn how to relax. Build a sandcastle or something.
Sandcastle? I'm not a child, Mango.
With a light huff, Brash stands up from the beach chair, his scaly feet settling into the sand.
But maybe I'll go for a dip.
Brash begins to walk toward the shore, except no, he doesn't. His feet sink strangely deep into the sand, holding him firmly in place. And are those eyes popping out of the sand?
Wait a minute. My feet are stuck.
As Brash sinks even further into the sand, the beach twists and contorts around him, resembling the face of a sandy monster trying to eat him.
The sand. It's quicksand.
The open-mouthed sandy monster sharpens its shape into its true form, one that Mango and Brash recognize. Brash is falling into the gaping, gritty maw of a crocodile-shaped sand monstrosity.
That's not quicksand. That's crocodile.
My former partner turned arch-enemy is now a beach?
Mango clings to the safety of his beach chair as the living sand crocodile gets larger and larger, swallowing Brash into his massive beachy gullet.
Help me, Mango. Grab my hand before he swallows me whole.
Buried up to his chest in sand, Brash desperately reaches out for Mango, begging to be pulled to safety. He's so close to touching Mango's outstretched hand. Can Mango save him?
I can't! No!
Mango lowers his hand and leans back to watch as Brash is buried further inside the jaws of the hungry crocodile made of sand.
I won't do that. Brash?
Mango, you'll let me perish?
Yes, Brash.
Mango stands on the beach.